Once upon a time, there was a girl named Sadie. And if there was one thing you could say about Sadie, it was that she was loud. She was loud. If she was happy, she'd be laughing for joy. If she was sad, she'd be crying. If she'd be angry, she'd be shouting so loud the ceiling would seem to shake. And that was when she was just a baby. Mum thought, oh dear, I suppose she'll grow out of it. But Sadie didn't grow out of it. Sadie grew into it. The older she got, why, the louder she became. By the time she was a toddler, Mum was going around wearing earmuffs half the time. Oh dear, thought Mum. Well, maybe when she goes to school, maybe she'll quieten down then. They can't all be that loud, can they? Well, Sadie did indeed quieten down in school, but not in a good way. You see, it wasn't the teachers that got her to be quiet. Rather, it was the children. Whenever Sadie would sing, they'd say, "Your voice sounds like a screeching fire engine. Can't you just be quiet?" Or if Sadie was laughing, they'd say, "You laugh just like a hippopotamus. We can see all of your teeth and they're just as ugly." If Sadie was shouting, they'd say, "You are the loudest, stupidest, horriblest girl there ever was, and you should just shut up." Until Sadie, slowly but surely, she got quieter and quieter and quieter. But this was very hard for Sadie. It took a tremendous amount of effort. She'd come back from school having stifled every cry and shout and scream, every song. And she'd get to her room and she'd need to scream and shout and so loudly that the cat would go meow from the room. The dog would ow downstairs. Her little sister would be whimpering and Mum would say, "Can't you please be quiet?" Until Sadie started wondering, "Why am I so loud? Why am I so loud?" And then she realised she was loud because she had such strong feelings. "Right then," said Sadie, "then I just won't feel anything at all." So now, when Sadie felt happy, she'd say, "Doesn't matter." When Sadie felt sad, she'd say, "Who cares anyway?" When Sadie felt angry, she'd say, "Ah, forget about it." Her feelings ranged from "who cares" to "doesn't matter" to "whatever." But this did not go well for Sadie. She found herself constantly miserable. At school, she barely said a word. People hardly noticed her anymore. She wasn't just quiet. Sadie had become invisible. And one night, she was asleep in her bed when she was woken by the sound of huge footsteps coming towards her neighborhood and shaking the ground as it came. Sadie woke up and she went to the window and she looked outside, and the whole neighborhood was shaken and trembling. She looked down into the garden, and what did she see there? But the trampoline, it was shaking, it was trembling, trembling with every step, trembling. She looked at the swimming pool, and with every step, swish, 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 the water was trembling. Oh no, thought Sadie, something terrible's coming. I gotta go and find Mum. Mum's gonna protect me. So she ran downstairs, and as she ran through the dining room where she noticed all the plates on the shelves going kish, 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 kish. Oh, Mum, said Sadie, Mum! And she ran down the corridor to Mum's room. And she banged on the door. Mum, you've got to wake up. You've got to wake up. Something terrible's coming. But Mum, she just carried on sleeping. Mum, Mum, she just carried on sleeping. Well, I'm going to have to find Dad. But Dad was away. Oh, he was always away. Well, said Sadie, if no one's going to protect me, then I'll protect myself. And with that, she went down to the kitchen to get ready for battle. She wanted a helmet, but all she could find was a colander, and she put that on her head. She wanted some armour, but all that she could find was a big old apron. But when she put that on and wrapped it up tight, it didn't look too bad. She wanted a shield, and she found the biggest lid there was. That didn't look too bad. But when she went looking for a weapon, why, she couldn't find any swords and there were no spears. But she found a big old rolling pin, and that looked good. And thus prepared, Sadie went to the garden window and she looked outside. And that's when she saw him. A huge blue monster coming up over the garden wall. He had eyes like a cat, and he was furry from head to toe, and he said, where is Sadie? Oh no, thought Sadie, he's going to tear the house down. Mum had just finished decorating the house, she'd be terribly upset. So Sadie, she stepped out of the house and into the garden, and she said, I'm here. What do you want?
I want you to stop talking, said the monster.
But I hardly talk at all, said Sadie.
And shouting, said the monster.
But I hardly ever shout. I haven't shouted in ages, said Sadie.
And laughing, said the monster.
But Why wouldn't I laugh when I'm happy?
And crying, said the monster.
But why wouldn't I cry? I need to cry if I'm upset.
And just being, said the monster. I don't like it when you're just yourself.
But I can't stop being myself, said Sadie. Hey, who gave you the right to shut me down? And she was so angry now. And in that moment, she saw a zipper right at the top of the monster's back. And she ran at him now and jumped on the trampoline and she flew through the air. And as she did so, she caught hold of the zipper, and as she fell to earth, she pulled it down, 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 down. And all these paper cutouts of boys and girls, they just tumbled out of the monster. Boys and girls with the faces drawn on bits of paper like that. And they tumbled through the air and they landed in the swimming pool. And the monster, he just crumpled down to the ground with nothing left inside of him. And then he blew away like so much blue smoke in the wind. And Sadie, she sat next to the swimming pool and she watched all those paper cutouts just drifting this way and that. And all the ink just ran out of them until they were completely blank. She took a stick and she tried to fish some out, but they just broke up into shards and fragments until there was just nothing left of them. Nothing left of them at all. I'm in charge now, said Sadie. And from that moment on, whenever she felt anything, whether it was happy, sad, or angry, she wouldn't say, "Oh, who cares?" or "whatever." She'd say rather, "It matters." And she'd find some way of expressing herself. And likewise, if she saw someone else who seemed to be happy or sad or angry, she'd say, "It matters." And she'd go to them and help them find words for it. And if anybody ever tried to shut Sadie down, why, she'd turn on them. And in her mind, she had a colander on her head. She had a shield on her arm and an apron around her and a rolling pin. And she'd see them as a big old scary monster filled with paper cutouts. And on each one would be written words quite different from what they were saying. Words like, "I need space too." And, "Listen to me." And, "I have something to say." And then Sadie would get really curious. And she'd go to them and they'd talk, and maybe they'd become friends, or maybe not. But from that point on, nothing shut Sadie down. If she was happy, she'd sing for joy. If she was sad, she'd find a friend and talk it through. If something made her laugh, why, she'd find a whole group of people and share the joke. If she was angry, she'd find the words to fully express herself. But nothing and no one ever shut Sadie down again.